What is up, guys? It is Stu, and it is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. If you have the benefit to be listening to this on Spotify or maybe watch it on YouTube, you're going to get to see the visual here. But there's this video I found, and it's loaded with comedic relief. It's designed to give a different perspective of the fitness industry and gyms. And I saw it, and I'm going to play it here in a second. And then I want to talk about how you can take this framework of what someone could perceive the friction points in your gym, or the intimidation factor of your gym to be, and how it actually, you could start portraying this in a different light through your marketing, through your storytelling, to hopefully change the mind of these individuals. All right, let's get into this, okay?
Gym for 3 days now for the first time ever, because I always thought it would be scary, and no one told me it has the exact same energy as when you go to a club bathroom and there are a lot of drunk girls there and they're like, "You're so beautiful. No, you're so beautiful. Oh my God, you look so good in my lipstick. Let me put it on you." That's what the gym is like. And there are a bunch of big muscly dudes there. Ah, scary, right? No, because as soon as they're done lifting the weights, they all go over to the mirror together and they make these muscle poses and they're like, "Your arms are so big and strong. No, your arms are so big and strong." They have these things, I'm not lying to you, this is real, called pump covers. Apparently when you haven't worked out for a day or so, like, your muscles look a little smaller. And so these guys show up to the gym wearing super baggy sweatshirts and stuff. They're like, "Don't look at me, like, don't look at my muscles right now." And then when they're a couple reps in, they take their sweatshirts off and they're like, "Okay, you can look." They make friends there. They make friends. There's this thing called spotters where a guy goes up to another guy and he's like, "I think this weight might be too heavy for me. Can you watch and make sure I'm safe?" And then they take turns and one guy lifts the weight and the other guy's like, "You got this. You got this. One more rep." And then if he doesn't have it, he helps him out and he's like, "Oh, you were so close. I just know it. You'll do better next time." The gym is so fun. I've been going to the gym for 3 days.
Okay, so anyway, that's obviously satire, right? It's designed to be comedic. It's not actual. This, and even the outfit this chick picked out, you look at her and just like this simpleton, like, "Oh, it's so adorable." This, what you think? Again, it's satire, kids. But here's the deal. Think about it. For someone who has not gone to the gym before, whether you have an open gym model, right, which is essentially what she was portraying and she was talking about there, right, with the pump covers for the bodybuilders and, you know, hyping your boy up to get to knock out this rep, and then like the girls being all like, you know, taking selfies in the bathroom like a nightclub. Obviously talking a little bit more like an open gym type model than a group fitness, but this still, the same things do apply. Think about the things that are inside of your gym right now that are probably unique to simply your gym. So for example, if I was to talk about like a CrossFit gym, the giant duffel bags that many members bring in that have maybe one or two pairs of different shoes for, you know, Olympic weightlifting shoes with the, you know, heightened heel, multiple weightlifting belts, wrist wraps and, you know, gymnastics grips and two different kinds of jump ropes and whatever the fuck else you would have. Think about the, you know, even if you go to like a boxing hit style studio or a spin hit style studio, there are people that bring their own seat covers specifically because they like a certain level of softness or a certain type of seat, and they put it on and take it on and off the seat. You know, in boxing gyms, you know, even if it's like Rockbox or like, you know, Rumble or whatever that may be, you can rent gloves, you could buy your own, you could learn how to wrap your hands if you go to certain boxing gyms. Like, they're just like nuances that are part of your thing, your unique belief in fitness, but to the outside world, it's intimidating. If you knew that you were going to check out, a friend asked you to go to a boxing gym and they say, "Hey, listen, they teach you, or they'll have you wrap your hands before you do the boxing class." And you're like, "I've never wrapped my hands before. I don't even fucking have hand wraps." "Oh, don't worry. They have some there." That does not decrease the amount of intimidation and stress that you have. You're like, "Oh, fuck. Okay. So now someone's going to wrap my hands. What if the wrapping comes undone in the middle of the workout and I don't know how to put it back on, and I don't want to, you know, bother the instructor because he's in the middle of the group class. So what am I going to do?" Like, that's literally what goes through people's heads. You know, for a CrossFit gym, right? They see videos and images of someone doing something incredibly challenging or difficult, and they think to themselves, "Well, everyone must be like that. Everyone must do that." And this is where, in this beautiful video, which I think any of you guys could recreate with your nuances of your style, and it just be like, you know, again, this very like, happy-go-lucky, naive individual in like a romper or jumpsuit or whatever she's wearing here. Excuse me. And, you know, just kind of like all giddy, like, oh my gosh, the gyms are so great. Like, it was incredible. You know, whatever, talking about whatever, like I DNF'd the workout. Oh my God. It was so like, whatever it may be for your particular micro gym, you could create something like this because it takes what is publicly intimidating and it just portrays a different perspective on it. And perspective is everything. If you are able to overcome and break someone's belief that thinks your thing is too intimidating, it's too hard. You have to be really fit to go there. You have to be really strong to go there. You have to know how to clip in your shoes into the bike to go there, whatever it may be. And there are nuances there, like spin studios, which everyone thinks is the most like, oh, anybody can do it. You would not believe the amount of intimidation that resides in someone who has never clipped in before when they first put on those shoes and they're walking around clickety clack in the foyer. And then they go to clip in and they can't figure it out the first couple times. And they're too embarrassed to ask an instructor. And then the class starts and they don't, I swear to God, this happens. They don't even actually ever spin the bike. They're too embarrassed to bother anybody. So they just kind of go through the arm motions and maybe they got the one foot in, but not the other. And at the end of it was because they didn't want to feel stupid because apparently 49 other people in that spin class were able to clip in and they couldn't. Everyone has an intimidation factor. But can we shift the perspective on it? And this goes beyond like from a marketing perspective, right? Like this girl chose to use the fact in this meme, you know, hilarious example that a bunch of dudes kind of slapping each other and hyping each other up and dude, you got this. And dude, instead of looking at it as like, that's, you know, kind of like toxic culture or that's a bunch of bromance or that's like way a little too much. That's a little over the top. That's a little heavy for me. I'm not looking for that kind of energy. Instead of that, she just went the other way. Like, oh my God, it was so neat and nifty to see people be supportive of each other. Gee, golly willikers. That's so nifty. Like that's how she took it. So the next time in something in your business goes afoul and your initial gut reaction is, God, this fucking sucks. My landlord called, you know, the rent is going up to this and he still hasn't fixed the fucking roof and this, that, and the other thing. You have the ability to change your perspective on things because here's the fact. That girl in this video is going to the gym and those intimidating things were happening. She just chose to look at it in a non-intimidating sense. What happened didn't change. The rip girls in the bathroom were still taking selfies, right? The dudes are still wearing their pump covers, right? And still, you know, smacking each other on the ass and hyping each other up for a 1RM back squat. Those things still happened. It's just how she looked at it. Your landlord raises the rent on you by $600 a month. That sucks. But could be worse. Your landlord could have raised the rent on you $2,000 a month, or you could change your perspective by talking to one of your colleagues in maybe a more expensive market who pays three times what you pay, right? Or maybe you now then go and look at it and be like, yeah, that really sucks, but you know what's kind of awesome? I'm able to afford it. It's expensive. It hurts my profit margin. Obviously, $600 a month is a lot of money. But I remember back in the day when I started, I could barely pay $600 a month in my very first, you know, sublease that I had when I first started the business. It's actually kind of cool that while this sucks, it's insane to me that I can even afford these things now. Do any of you guys give yourself that credit? Do you guys ever think about like, man, my problems, I still have them now. They're just more expensive problems than when I started the business. And doesn't that ever just make you feel like, fuck, you know, instead of bitching and complaining about everything that happens to me as a business owner, maybe I should just stop for a second and just be like, yeah, but there was a time when I could only afford I could literally afford $600 a month. That was my rent. That's the most I could afford. And all I thought about was, God, I cannot wait till this isn't a lot of money, till I can afford this. And then fast forward 5 years from now, you're making way more than that. You can afford a far more expensive rent. Yeah, it went up by $600 a month, but still, that doesn't put you out of business. So, okay, 600, divide that by your membership. If your membership's $200 a month, you got to sell three extra members. So what? You're lucky that you're in the position to be there. Now, if you were still back in $600 a month land, like back when you first started and they jacked the rent up from $600 to $800, that might have put you out of business back then. But that's not the case now. So flip your perspective. Instead of looking at like, oh, this happened to me. Oh, this sucks. Oh, why is this happening? Oh, that's not fair. It just is what it is. You know, someone sent me a Hormozi podcast recently, and it was like, again, to summarize it, he was saying like, things are not inherently good or bad. They just are, which there's so much truth in that. And it's the same thing here. It's like, yeah, the shit that happens to you as a business owner, it just is, right? You can choose. Like, this girl could have chosen to be like, oh my God, I'm not going to that gym because of the pump covers and this and that. Instead, she just looked at it through this naive lens of like, oh my God, it's everyone's so friendly there. That's awesome. I recently started, I've got a couple gym memberships in where I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the most recent gym membership I have is to a open gym model called Core 24. And this gym, if you go look at my, go look at my reels on WTF and see, just go, like whatever, find the reel I made on their grand opening when I went to it. I've never had more hate on a video than that video, right? Never had more hate. And it's, everybody is just like, fuck this gym. And background on the gym, it's very visual, like very aesthetically pleasing. You know, it's very much a influencer's gym, like a lot of people. And I mean, a lot of people go in there with an iPhone, a tripod, a DSLR camera, a mirrorless camera, and they shoot content for, I don't know if they do it professionally or just a hobby or whatever, but they make fitness content. And everyone shits on this gym like, oh my God, it's probably so fucking douchey. There's probably all these influencers in there that think they're hot shit. They're probably complete douchebags. And I don't want to be stepping over tripods and like having someone film themselves while they're squatting. And like it, and that's one way to look at it. You know, in my opinion, a really cunty way to look at it. But that's one way, sure. Or you could go ahead and look at it through the lens like I did. When I went into it, I'm not I obviously create content for a living, so it's not upsetting to me that other people are creating content. I actually very much like that. I like seeing people put themselves out there. When the people bitch and complain and talk shit on other people, it's also generally because they're afraid of hitting the record and the upload button, right? They can't, they would never do that themselves due to their own imposter syndrome, insecurities, whatever it is. So they shit on people that, you know, that do it. This same thing happened back in the day. I remember with blogs. Before all this Instagram, social media shit, guys, I knew lots of people who wrote blogs and other people made fun of them. No one's going to fucking read your stupid diary online on the internet. That's ridiculous. Yeah, we all know what happened with that, right? So I believe that this perspective shift is absolutely necessary for any small business owner. Not only in how they go about their day-to-day so they don't shit on things that are not inherently bad or good, but so they just see things for what they are. That gym, that Core 24, it's not a bad gym. It's not a douchey gym. It's not like, it's not the world's greatest gym. It's just a gym in which people that go there tend to be people who create fitness content online. And if you're a gym owner right now, you also likely should put yourself in the category of a content creation company. You just happen to sell fitness classes. Trust me, you'd do a lot better in your marketing and lead generation if you would think of your business like that versus I sell fitness. No, you don't. You create some content. You do storytelling on how to solve a certain problem for a certain kind of person, a certain kind of way. You just happen, fitness classes is just how you do it. Right? If you think of yourself more like a media company, I promise you, you wouldn't judge other people who turn on the camera and upload videos of themselves, and you'd probably have a lot more customers. You'd have less time to be a cunt, in all honesty. But that perspective shift and what I saw when I watched this fucking video of this woman, you know, doing this funny video, and if you go look at the comments in this video, right? Not even on my channel, because I ripped this off someone else's channel, but like, go find that video or go see the comments. It's so positive. Everyone loves the idea of somebody naively looking at something that's scary. Like, you know, like you've seen a movie, like I was watching, what was it, Boss Baby? I was watching something with my kid. And the baby, there's a giant like monster, like raw, like in its face. Oh, it's fucking Monsters, Inc. And the baby's like, ah, doggy. Like the baby had no idea that that monster was going to eat its fucking face. Baby had no idea. The baby's perspective was, that's my new pet. I love him. Like, you're the cutest thing ever. because the baby didn't see the monster as good or bad. It just, it was what it was. And in the baby's head, it was friendly. It was cute. It was playful. So when you're, as a business owner, you got a bad month of numbers, bad sales, bad retention, whatever it is, instead of freaking the fuck out and being an emotional little bitch about it and be like, oh my God, fuck, this is John's fault, or fuck, like, this month sucks, or I fucking hate the holidays. Everyone goes away and puts their shit on hold. It just is what it is. It's not good or bad, man. This is just a thing that happened to you. What's that quote? Like, life is 90%, or it's 10% of what actually happens to you. It's 90% of how you handle it. Though the best operators, the best owners I know can stay calm when the kitchen's on fire, because they walk in the kitchen and they don't freak out. Like, oh my God, the kitchen's on fire. Holy shit. Someone get me the fire extinguisher. Call the ambulance. Call the fire department. The kitchen's on fire. They walk in and they go, whew, it's hotter in here than normal. All right. So let's start with that part of the fire that's by the stove, because that's where gas lives. And we should probably do that one first. Like, they address it, it's not bad or good. Like, they're not excited the kitchen's on fire, but they're not pissed. They're just like, okay, I am calm in times of crisis. I'm going to handle this thing logically. Those of you that in business, you have a crisis every week. When I talk, like, I feel like I put out fires every day. Yeah, my guess is they're probably not real fires. My guess is you're probably one of those owners that makes everything into a really big fucking deal. And if you would grow up just a little bit and just start looking at things for what they are instead of how they make you feel. And I think that's really the differentiation. This thing happened. That's a fact. You had a bad sales month. You had a bad retention month. The kitchen's on fire, whatever. That's the fact. It's objective. But then you subjectively, like, well, it makes me feel like this. I feel like my employees don't care. Or I feel like my GM, you know, thinks she's underpaid. I feel like... okay, that's how you feel. Feelings are flawed, right? And they're very temporary. Feelings are generally fleeting. At certain moments, we have high emotions, and then you give it a little while, the emotion dies down. So why don't we just work more on our ability to change our perspective? I promise you, if you can embody what this chick is doing in this video and the message that at least this video sent to me, I think we'd all be happier as owners. We'd have far less conflicts with our members, with our staff, with people in our personal life. And we'd also enjoy our time here more. Like, again, like the other great quote, I don't know whose this is, but you don't have to go to work every day. You don't have to roll up the bay doors every day. You don't have to coach that 5 a.m. class every day. You get to, because I promise you there was a day before you signed your lease when this gym was just a dream of yours in which you envisioned, God, I cannot wait to have my own place. I cannot wait to coach my first class in my building, in my business that I created, and I molded the clay out of the fucking earth, and I created a business for myself. I cannot wait for that. And then, like, 3 years in, you're jaded and bitchy because two people showed up to your 5 a.m. class? Yeah, this sucks. No one's showing up. Like, fuck, I'm going to cancel this class. So it's a low utilization class. It's fair enough. That's an accurate, honest, factual, and objective statement. Is it good or bad? Well, it sucks. I need more people in here. Okay. Or you could look at this very objectively. You could go ahead and zoom out and change your perspective on it. Be like, this class has a lot of potential to grow. I've ran the numbers. I've looked at other locations that have their public, you know, wait list and all that stuff. And this class time is very popular within our market. So essentially, it's not that this class time is good or bad. It's currently just underutilized. Now all I need to do is make people aware of this class or my brand or whatever it is, which is generally the issue. It's not like, people, like, how do I grow my 5 a.m. class? I'm like, how about you just worry about growing the fucking brand awareness? And that'll generally fix the problem. Well, no, I got to grow my 5 a.m. class. No, just grow the fucking brand awareness. The people will filter in. There are common peak times for a reason. Anyway, I'm ranting, but that's why you're here. So guys, change your perspective, change the way you see the world, change the way you see your problems in your business, change the way you interact with people, and maybe it'll give you a fresher look on things that's hopefully more enjoyable, and it'll help you be less cunty. So anyway, until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.